and welcome everyone to the Peaceful Planet. You were probably listening to the Peaceful Planet as inspired from the Angelic Realms and by Bob Murray. And this is your host, Marcia McMahon. And we apologize, we're getting started a little bit late. We're having trouble reaching our wonderful guest. Our guest is Armand and Angelina, and they have produced an amazing CD called Sing the Secret. And I'm going to be reading some announcements, and then we're going to get right into the music. There's a lot of this music that we're going to feature today. Armand, good to hear your voice. Glad you could be with us today.
Yes, I'm glad I'm here. I wasn't quite peaceful getting here, but now I'm peaceful.
Okay, very good. Well, you just center yourself while I do these announcements, okay?
Thank you,
and then
Marcia.
We'll read your bio. And then we'll get right into the heart of the matter, your wonderful CD, Sing the Secret by Armand and Angelina. So I want to make a couple of announcements. My readings with the Archangels are ongoing. They're wonderful and they're uplifting. As many of you know, I'm a gifted intuitive channel. Maybe you'd like to know more about what is in store for you in the new year. You can now order a reading with the Angelic Realms with myself and find out what your year is going to be about. However, I want to specify that my readings work with the Archangels and they emphasize spiritual growth and positive potentials. I don't pretend to foretell every specific in your life for the next year. And I think given that we are always in a state of flux, we have to take that into consideration. I also want to mention that I'm an artist. For those of you that haven't been on my website and seen my watercolor portraits, I want to invite you to do that today. All this information about the readings, the portraits, and Armand's website as well are posted on the show page today as you're listening. And you can look into my six or eight galleries that I have online. I do channeled portraits in watercolor of Princess Di, Mother Teresa, Mother Mary, and John Lennon as well. I accept commissions working from a photograph, and you can also order a channeled auric portrait of yourself. It can be as realistic, naturalistic, or inspirational as you want. And for more information, you need to visit www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, my website. And then you also want to click on gallery, and from gallery you want to go to the portrait gallery and explore that. Also, just surf all the galleries in there and enjoy, because there's a lot of great angelic art as well. So those are my announcements today, and I know that we also played the tune titled Passing Through Botswana, which was actually inspired from George Harrison from The Other Side. Both George and John are inspiring the music that we play each week on my show. And, of course, we are looking for talent out there that would like to take my lyrics and Bob Murray's music and put it to form somehow. So we're just putting that thought out there to the universe, and we're going to let the universe return to us what we need in the way of material manifestation. And speaking of which, we want to really give a warm and wonderful welcome to Armand and Angelina. And I'm going to read a little bit about their bio before we talk about their teachings and the secret and how we can all manifest more of what we want in our lives and get rid of the stuff that we don't want. They've produced a wonderful CD. And here's a little about Armand. He's an ordained musical minister, singer, songwriter, pianist, Native American flutist. And Angelina is classically trained vocalist, classical guitarist, and they both travel across the country sharing their world pop opera music. Their tour is called Follow Your Dreams, and its purpose is to remind us of our oneness and help the world to experience heaven on earth. And then you can visit their website. They have a wonderful website featuring all their music and CDs with wonderful pictures as well at www.armandandangelina.com. And let me spell that for you. That's Armandandangelina. And their link is right now posted. If you are listening to BBS and you want to know more or order the CD, you can go to their website anytime during our broadcast. So, Armand, you're going to give us all the secret information about the secret today, then, in the form of your music, right?
That's it. You know, the music goes right into the heart. Sometimes the words go to the brain only, and the music goes to the brain and the heart. So we like that forum.
I like what you did. And I have to tell you that, you know, speaking of working on my paintings and everything, that I was doing a painting while I was listening to your entire CD, and that was quite a few days of listening. The same, I have a thing about once I like something, I listen to it all the time, you know. But I completed a wonderful inspirational portrait of Mother Mary. It's not up on the gallery yet, but it will be. And
oh, wonderful.
I think that your music really helps us to connect with those things we wish to manifest. And I'd like to ask you to give our audience some insight on how the secret works and how it's working in your music.
Well, now, the music actually, interestingly enough, was all written before the quote-unquote phenomena of the secret came out.
Mm-hmm.
But the principles of the secret, the law of attraction, have been coming out more and more in our music over the last 5 years. And just as we apply the law of attraction to our lives and things show up, probably the two most important things that I have recognized with Angelina is the importance of being grateful for what's here now, which acts to vibrate more of that into your life. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, just keeping an eye on the idea that what we put out comes back to us, which is the love is a boomerang principle. And those are probably the main teachings in our, you know, Sing the Secret CD, is the boomerang principle and the gratitude principle.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my work with the Archangel Michael as well, he has spoken about the power of the mind to manifest. And once you become very clear about what it is that you are needing to manifest, you quit needing and you declare that you have now manifested whatever it is, and things can actually happen very quickly that way, I believe.
Absolutely.
So I've been using these principles all my life. I know you have, too. Shall we take a listen to one of these songs? Which one would you like us to hear?
Well, we'll start with Love is a Boomerang. That pretty much says it all.
Okay. We're going to call for Love is a Boomerang.
Love is a boomerang. Everybody sing with me. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. Hear the words that set you free. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. Everybody sing with me. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. Hear the words that set you free. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Give a listen, everybody, to what's burning in my soul. There's something you can use, gonna make you healthy, safe, and whole. You can read it in the Bible, it's in the Golden Rule. You don't need to go to the land down under to find this magic tool, because love is a boomerang. So is money, so is kindness. Love is a boomerang. Give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. So is anger, so is judgment. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. When you wake up in the morning, try a different attitude. Instead of drinking coffee, fill yourself with gratitude. Try loving everything you see, it'll change the way you live. There ain't no way to outgive God, I guarantee you this, because love is a boomerang. So is money, so is kindness. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. So is anger, so is judgment. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. Everybody sing with me. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. These are words to set you free. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. So is money, so is kindness. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. Love is a boomerang. So is anger, so is judgment. Love is a boomerang. You give it away and it comes right back. You give it away and it comes right back. Can't give it away because it comes right back.
And you were listening to Love is a Boomerang by Armand and Angelina. And I think it's a good song, and it gives us that instant feedback, kind of like what John Lennon used to talk about with instant karma, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the idea here. But, of course, you want to put love out there, not anything else, because I've noticed that even in my teaching, sometimes when I knew I would be walking into a rough situation with students that were sort of, I guess you would say rough or difficult. I still teach art. I taught art for 30 years. Walking into these high school classrooms and a lot of students just taking it for, you know, whatever. And I would do this little meditation before I went into these situations and go, I put love ahead of me. And, you know, it had some amazing results. Not every time. But I think you need to put love ahead of you wherever it is that you're going. So that's a great song. So, Armand, let's talk about some of the other songs that are on the CD.
There's a song on the CD called I Forgive You, based on Jesus' words, forgive them for they know not what they do.
Uh-huh.
That has always been very profound to me because, truthfully, since we are all one, that seems to be a common belief system even amongst the greater religions, we're all one. Then when you're negative towards anyone else, you're truly being negative towards yourself. And if you were really, really conscious of that at the moment, you wouldn't do what you're doing in that
uh-huh.
case. And so that, to me, that's what that song is all about. They also talk in the book a lot about the book, The Secret, about the world is how you view it. You know, I believe it was Einstein that said, you experience life differently depending on if you see the world as hostile or you see the world as safe and nurturing. And so we have a song on there called The World is a Safe Place,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people don't necessarily agree with, but we certainly do because we see the world as a safe place and we attract, you know, more of that into our lives. We even
mm-hmm.
sang that on September 11th, 2001.
Oh,
wow. We had a performance that night. We were taking some chances with that, but it went over very well because people felt it was important, especially at that time, to know the truth beneath all the outer chaos.
Mm-hmm. I get the impression from your metaphysical work, I noticed a distinct Course in Miracles flavor to some of the songs, too.
Sure.
So did some of your songs resonate with the Course? Have you guys done the Course?
Yes, I've studied the Course for 30 years.
Yeah, me too.
And so it does pop in and out. You know, Unity, Science of Mind, The Course in Miracles, plus all the Wayne Dyer, Deepak, Eckhart Tolle, all that stuff just creates sort of a hybrid of metaphysical teachings and that I call
mm-hmm.
my own.
Yeah, and same for me. I studied the Course for about 20 years, and then I eventually had to just give it up and put the book down, you know. Because it was a daily thing for me. It became an obsession, maybe not a good one, but I did learn to channel my higher self by doing the Course, and for that I give it credit. There were some things about it that I didn't care for, but again, with everything, you know, there's always, you take the best of every teaching and you leave the rest behind. You know?
Absolutely, and you know, one of the things I find, so many people are into the metaphysical and new thought teaching to move away from fundamentalism, and then they become fundamentalist Course people or fundamentalist New Thought people.
Yeah.
I was going to create a bumper sticker for them that says, The Course in Miracles is an illusion.
Yeah, I heard it rephrased, The Course in Marigolds. look at all the marigolds and see all the illusions in front of you.
Right.
I thought that was cute, too, you know. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that take things way too seriously. And I think in our culture, we have this tendency, you know, even with channeling, which, of course, some channeling that I get, especially the work I do with Princess Di, is all on political processes in the Middle East. And that is rather specific. But I think people take channeling really seriously, kind of word for word sometimes, and I think you have to take it for the general feeling that it imparts to you and the general knowledge that it's imparting, but not get become a literalist about that either.
I totally agree. That would probably be true about every great master, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because there's so many inflections in the way we speak, and there's so many tones of speaking, and I noticed, like, with email, you know, you can't convey as much emotion in email. Some emails really have emotion, but don't most have a variety of shades of gray where you just don't know what the person is saying to you in an emotional way. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's why we have those emoticons or whatever they call them. But, you know, basically, the tone of the voice and the tone of the music gives away the vibration. And I think what your music is all about is lifting our vibration to another level. So if you would, please kindly select one of the songs that you'd like us to play now.
Well, the opening song on the CD is called The One Love, which really sets the tone for the fact that we cannot get away from the effect that we have upon each other, because we're all like drops of water in the ocean, all affecting each other. And
mm-hmm.
this was actually channeled, the words were channeled by Penelope Smith, who is an animal intuitive. And Penelope goes around the world teaching people how to communicate with dolphins and whales specifically. And she
mm-hmm.
received these words from the great humpback whales all over the world to get this message to the humans. And we put those words to music, and it's called The One Love, or in Spanish it would be called El Único Amor.
How lovely. Well, let's play The One Love then.
One. love, it's the one love. There is no love but the one love in the ocean in which we dwell. There is no love but the one love. It's the pure love, it's the one love. There is no love but the one love in the ocean in which we dwell. There is no love but the one love. It's the pure love, it's the one love. There is no love but the one love in the ocean in which we dwell. There is no love but the one love. It's the pure love, it's the one love. There is no love but the one love in the ocean in which we dwell. In the ocean in which we dwell.
We were listening to The One Love by Armand and Angelina, and you were saying something about this. This song being channeled, Armand?
Yes. Our friend Penelope Smith, who is an internationally published animal intuitive, does a lot of communication with whales and dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And the great whales of the planet gave her these words to give to the humans. There is no love but the one love. It's the pure love. It's the one love.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave those words to Angelina and myself, and we put music to them because we were on a dolphin, wild spotted dolphin swimming excursion with Penelope.
Wow.
In Bimini. And so it all came together, and it ended up on this CD. And so everybody, the planet's benefiting, Penelope's benefiting with royalties, and we're benefiting, and we really appreciate the dolphins gave us that message.
You know, it reminds me of a song that I channeled with John Lennon. The song is titled Radical Dolphin, and it is something that we feature quite a bit on the show, and the lyrics are all about saving the dolphins and swimming in the deep blue seas, dolphins smiling up, back looking back at me kind of thing. I mean, the lyrics are completely John Lennon. They're not me.
Sure.
So I'll have to let you hear the song. If there's time, maybe at the end of the show we'll play Radical Dolphin for our listeners, but we're
wonderful.
Here to emphasize yours. We also have a Radical Dolphin mix that was done by Chris Moores, who used to be one of our show hosts. So anyway, I want to get to another concept, though, in The One Love, which is the concept that we're trying to work with here on The Peaceful Planet, which is to promote humanity's consciousness to the consciousness of unity, oneness, and love. And that is one of the ways that we can create a more peaceful planet. And I think humankind is actually moving positively in the direction of knowing their own oneness with everyone, everything, their oneness with the planet, their oneness with the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the human kingdom. And until we learn that lesson, we're not going to be completely rid of the negative effects of the separation. But I do believe that that is a concept we really want to emphasize, and I know you understand it well, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So oneness is a really important thing.
Well, you know, that reminds me of that Buddhist story. What did the Buddhist say at the hot dog stand? And the answer is, make me one with everything.
Make me one with everything. That's crazy. I like your humor, Armand. You know, you have traveled and played with some of the biggest metaphysical names in the world. Like, I read on your bio that you were presenters with Neil Donald Walsh, and let us in on some of the others that you've performed.
We actually made all that up. No, I'm just kidding. We did not.
Well, it looks good anyway.
We've been fortunate enough to perform at many of the wonderful conferences around the country and the world that support oneness and connection. The Universal Lightworkers Conference, we have performed with many of the names on there, Dan Millman, Patty Cota Robles. We'll be with James Redfield in June, and then at the International New Thought Alliance, we've worked with Neil Donald Walsh, and we've opened, we played the music for some of Marianne Williamson's programs. Just been really blessed to, in our travels, it wasn't like these particular speakers heard of us. We just happened to be placed by the universe at the right time, at the right place, to perform while they were speaking. So.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I remember a few years ago when we met, I was speaking at one of the conferences in Florida. I believe that's where we met some 5 years ago now. So it's nice to reunite with you again.
It may have been the Universal Lightworkers Conference.
I don't think so. I think it was the Alliance for Divine Love.
And oh, okay, yeah.
Meeting.
Those
but
are
that's
wonderful.
Where I saw you guys first, and you performed the whole day on Sunday, and I thought you did a great job. It was very uplifting. So you do a lot of these conferences, and that's great. I find them so uplifting. We don't have too many in my area. I'm in sort of a dead zone here in central Illinois, you know.
Oh, okay.
Fundy land, you know. So I have to travel quite a ways to do any of these things, and I'm not doing it as much as I used to because I've got the radio show now. Well, let's talk about some other songs. You know, the one I really liked was Ode to Gratitude. Would you want to tell us a little bit of how that was written before we air it for our audience?
Yes, and it's quite simple. Angelina and I had just spent a week performing in Sedona, Arizona. And we have a theory that anybody that doesn't believe that there's a higher power just needs to go to Sedona, and they will become a convert immediately. We just think it's the most godlike, beautiful place in America, maybe the world. But we were sitting in our hotel, and she was plucking around with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy,
mm-hmm.
and she was speaking to me how grateful she was. And I said, you know, you've got your guitar in your hand. You're telling me how grateful you are. Why don't you write a song? And she goes, well, I don't write songs. And I said, how do you know? You never did it. And so she did. And Ode to Gratitude came out of her lips. It's one of our most popular songs, and it's the first song she ever wrote the lyrics to.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a wonderful song, and I've listened to it quite a few times. Let's have a listen for our audience as well.
Wonderful.
We're going to play Ode to Gratitude.
For the
back on the Peaceful Planet, and we were listening to Ode to Gratitude, which was actually, I believe, written and sung by Angelina. And meanwhile, when we were listening to the tune, it just so happens that Angelina came back, and she can come on the air with us right now. So we'd like to present to you Angelina.
Hello.
Hello. Your song is very beautiful.
Thank you.
What a lovely voice you have. And I hear you're classically trained.
I am, yes.
I can hear that in your in your great voice and the way that you're composing. Armand was telling us that you composed that when you were originally listening to Ode to Joy.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That's just so neat.
So, well, I wanted a song with gratitude, and so, I don't know, it just kind of worked with the melody, and the words just came. So.
Mm-hmm. It has almost a, to me, when I hear it, it makes me think of the Unity Church. Like, I know I've heard something like that there at one time or another. You know, it's a more of a modern, it sounds to me like sort of a modern hymn of praise or something. That's what I get when I hear that. But, you know, each person's going to get something different, you know. So, it's lovely.
Thank you.
So, let's see. We're kind of winding down here. We want to give our audience your website again. It's Armand and Angelina, and they are located on www.armandandangelina.com, just as it sounds, and you can click directly by going to the page on Peaceful Planet about this program. And let's see. I mentioned something else here. Slipped my mind. Sorry about that. Anyway, Armand, is there something else that we should play before the day is out? And then we'll get you back on one more time, and then we'll phase out the end of the program.
Well, if we want to end on a high note, The World is a Safe Place would definitely be a nice, fun high note, because it's got a little calypso beat to it, and it reminds us. It's our version of Hakuna Matata.
Okay. The World is a Safe Place by Armand and Angelina.
You can change your emotion immediately by thinking of something joyful, or singing a song, or remembering a happy experience.
It's important to feel good.
Happy feelings will attract more happy circumstances.
The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. If you read the newspapers, then you'll think I'm wrong. There'll be no time for a happy song. There's holes in the ozone and spots off the sun, but I'm still having fun. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. You don't have to listen to the TV news. It happened, but it doesn't have to happen to you. You don't have to buy into the magazine. The better things in life are free. I take a look at all the good things. There's a lot to see. You will notice more to follow synchronistically.
It's important to feel good.
Dial 911. I'd rather call you, cause it's a lot more fun. I don't need insurance or a car alarm, cause I'm taking care of my car. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. The world is a safe place.
happy. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy. The world is a safe place, so I'm gonna be happy. Let's be happy.
It's important to feel good.
And you were listening to Armand and Angelina, our featured guests of the day, and the title of their tune was The World is a Safe Place. So, Armand, you were going to say something about how this came to be or lyrics or something you were talking about. And
I happen to be a big fan of Disney. I even have a song called I'm a Disney Freak.
Oh, and, really?
And one of my favorite songs from The Lion King is Hakuna Matata, which
mm-hmm.
basically says, you know, no worries. Be happy and keep your eyes and thoughts on the bright side of life, or as they said in the 40s, the sunny side of the street. There's, you know, it's a theme that's been carried on forever. Don't worry, be happy by Bobby and Farrah. This is my version of that.
Mhm. Yeah. Don't worry, be happy. That was a great tune too. I thought that was fun, and your song is very fun too. And the idea of putting out there that the world is a safe place may seem contradictory metaphysically to those deeper thinkers who know that it really has a lot of danger there, warfare, suicide bombs, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
But I think if you think positive and you put out a positive vibration, you're going to attract positive, even if you're in an area that's a danger zone in the world, which there are a lot of. So I think, again, that same concept with The Secret repeats throughout all your work. Mention again your website and the name of your CD, Armand.
The website is armandandangelina.com, all spelled out. And the CD is called Sing the Secret. And I always like to tell people that really the true secret is everything we really, really want, we already have. These are just
mm-hmm.
ways to manifest some extra goodies.
mm-hmm. I would totally agree with that because we come whole and complete when we arrive here. But our world has yet to reflect all of that wholeness, completion, and sharing, and that's one of the things of unity consciousness that is ongoing in this revolution of consciousness, which we explore every week on the Peaceful Planet. Thank you to all of our listeners for joining us. Thank you, Armand and Angelina. It was a pleasure to have you on our show. I'm so glad we caught up with you today, and I want to refer our listeners to your website, armandandangelina.com, and be sure and buy a copy of the CD. We're going to close out with the song that we were talking about earlier titled Radical Dolphin as inspired by John Lennon. I've written the lyrics and Bob Murray has created the music through synthesizer. And we want to thank you for listening today and we'll see you again next week. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.